Indeed, with a world dark and hostile, it was a perfect time to be small, warm-blooded, nocturnal, flexible in diet and cautious by nature, the very qualities that distinguish our mammalian forebears. Had our evolution been more advanced, we would probably have been wiped out. Instead, mammals found themselves in a world to which they were as well suited as anything alive. However, it wasn't as if mammals swarmed forward to fill every niche. Evolution may abhor a vacuum, wrote the paleobiologist Stephen M. Stanley, but it often takes a long time to fill it. For perhaps as many as 10 million years, mammals remained cautiously small. In the early tertiary, if you were the size of a bobcat, you could be king. But once they got going, mammals expanded prodigiously, sometimes to an almost preposterous degree. For a time, there were guinea pigs the size of rhinos, and rhinos the size of a two-story house. Wherever there was a vacancy in the predatory chain, mammals rose, often literally, to fill it. Early members of the raccoon family migrated to South America, discovered a vacancy, and evolved into creatures the size and ferocity of bears. Birds, too, prospered disproportionately. For millions of years, a gigantic, flightless, carnivorous bird called Titanus was possibly the most ferocious creature in North America. Certainly, it was the most daunting bird that ever lived.